This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Good work. Ashley,
not ever do it that way again.
Ashley from Sacramento, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a lab assistant. Can you say where?
At UC Davis.
Ooh,
very nice.
What kind of laboratory do you work in?
I work in the animal health and food safety lab.
So you're trying to save animals or kill them?
Wow.
I'm trying to save you guys because we test a bunch of stuff that. Like that are food animals. So
you're testing food.
Food animals.
So animals that we eat.
Chickens and cows and stuff.
Chickens and cows.
Wow.
To make sure that they're healthy so that we can eat them without dying.
Yes.
Well done.
We got through that, guys.
Ashley, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, leave for just a little bit.
Okie dokie.
Ashley, just a little bit. Ashley, you have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $40, but if you tie, what? Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Gavin, you ready to rock and roll?
Rain, are you ready to rock and roll?
Always ready.
Then let's rock and roll.
Speaking of rock and roll, question one, social media is going crazy. That Post Malone featured rock and roll icon Ozzy Osbourne on a song called Take What You Want. On his new album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Fans are excited. Post Malone always, quote, gives up-and-coming artists a shot.
What?
What is the name of the on-again, off-again rock band Ozzy has been in since 1968?
Is it Black Sabbath?
Question two. Breaking news. Breaking news, Kevin.
Breaking news.
Congratulations to Mike the Situation Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore. He was released from prison this morning after serving 8 months for tax evasion. That deserves a round of applause for sure. Which of the following beaches is not on the Jersey Shore? Wildwood, Cape May, or Dewey Beach?
I'm going to go with Dewey. I don't know.
Question three. Kylie Jenner posted a teaser on Instagram where she appears fully nude with a shirtless Travis Scott to promote the upcoming pleasure issue of Playboy magazine. In 2005, a reality show starred Playboy founder Hugh Hefner living in the Playboy mansion with girlfriends Holly, Kendra, and Bridget. What was the name of that show?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What was the name of the reality show Hugh Hefner had with his three girlfriends?
Girls Next Door.
Question four. On this day in 1953, John F. Kennedy married Jackie Bouvier in Newport, Rhode Island. 7 years later, he would be elected president of the United States. Who was JFK's vice president?
3 seconds.
Two. Johnson.
And question five. Cleveland Browns star Odell Beckham Jr. wore a $350,000 watch during the Browns' loss to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday.
What a stupid a-hole.
He said he plans to continue to wear it during games.
Because it's good luck.
Right. If he bought four watches at $350,000 each, how much total did he spend?
$1,400,000.
Katie! In all honesty, a watch that expense, what could justify it?
I have no idea.
It better tell you the time you're going to fall in love.
He actually had a good quote on it. He said, if I was wearing a $20 watch, would it matter?
You don't wear a watch.
Yeah, don't wear a watch.
You're playing a game.
Katie, you are going for your 287th win today.
Lucky number 287.
Behind the scenes right now. We're doing it live on our Instagram Live at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Social media is going crazy that Post Malone featured rock and roll icon Ozzy Osbourne on a song called Take What You Want on his new album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Fans are excited. Post Malone always, quote, gives up-and-coming artists a shot. What was the name of the on-again, off-again rock band Ozzy has been in since 1968?
Black Sabbath.
Correct.
So people think that he gave an old man, an up-and-coming old man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
People are idiots.
Question two. Breaking news! Breaking news, Kevin!
Breaking news, Kevin!
Congratulations to Mike the Situation Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore. He was released from prison this morning after serving 8 months for tax evasion. Which of the following beaches is not on the Jersey Shore? Wildwood, Cape May, or Dewey Beach?
Wildwood.
Incorrect. It is Dewey Beach.
Do they mention that in
on
Jersey
the show?
Shore?
I don't know.
I don't.
I've never seen
Kevin's
that.
Shaking his head. He watches all that stuff.
Cape May is where we went as a kid before we discovered nicer beaches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Question three. Kylie Jenner posted a teaser on Instagram where she appears fully nude with a shirtless Travis Scott to promote the upcoming Pleasure issue of Playboy magazine.
Great.
In 2005, a reality show starred Playboy founder Hugh Hefner living in the Playboy mansion with girlfriends Holly, Kendra, and Bridget. What was the name of that show?
Girls Next Door.
Correct. Question four. On this day in 1953, John F. Kennedy married Jackie Bouvier in Newport, Rhode Island. 7 years later, he would be elected president of the United States. Who was JFK's vice president?
LBJ.
Correct.
Oh.
Why are you saying that?
He was the sexiest vice president.
LBJ?
Yeah.
No.
And question five. Cleveland Browns star Odell Beckham Jr. wore a $350,000 watch during the Browns' loss to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. He said he plans to continue to wear it during games.
Okay. Is that allowed?
Cool.
If he bought four watches at $350,000 each, how much total did he spend?
I have to sneeze.
Oh, that is not the answer.
We're going to pause the clock.
Okay,
clock's back on.
Okay.
There, she's writing it down. She's got money.
Okay, I got it. God. Okay.
She's got a lot of zeros written down. So many zeros. Here it comes. I can feel it.
1,400,000.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
She's getting better at this math
stuff. She's getting better at the math.
Wow.
People are noticing.
Been a strong multiplier.
Yes.
Yes.
People, that's why you have three kids.
That's why. Yeah. That's what your husband Mike says. I don't know what that means, but multiplier. Right.
Don't talk about sex with Mike.
Oh, I wasn't making a sex joke.
He just loves how fertile you are.
Okay, don't talk about that either.
All right, today's final score, Ashley 5, Katie 4. Oh, Katie lost.
Man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
She went 5 for 5.
She nailed him.
That big lab brain.
Oh, my God. And the only thing I got wrong was from a dirtbag MTV show.
Yes.
If it makes you feel better, I guess. And I was just praying.
Yeah,
about
right. You watch garbage TV.
I will admit I did used to watch Jersey Shore.
Well, there we go. Okay. I can smell it on you.
Yeah.
All right. So $40. I'm sorry it's not more, but congratulations,
it's
Ashley.
I'll take it to Red Lobster. We got this.
Oh, there Red you Lobster, go. Kevin.
Her record is now 286 wins and 55 losses. We'll reset the jackpot to $20 tomorrow. Ashley, go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
I am smarter than Katie.
Wow, braggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.